This is The Takeaway. I'm Celeste Headlee.
And I'm John Huckenberry. You know, I need to hear a launch of the space shuttle one more time, okay? Because I kind of forget what it sounds like.
3, 2, 1, 0, and liftoff of Space Shuttle Atlantis on a mission to build, resupply, and to do research.
Yeah, well, the Atlantis took off on the 16th of November. That's yesterday. And it's hauling spare parts into space to actually help out the International Space Center. Miles O'Brien joins us, freelance science and aviation reporter, on the line from Cocoa Beach. Good morning.
3, 2, 1.
That's you've got it. Nailed it. You nailed it, Miles. Well, first of all, you know, I found this story this morning. We've mentioned it a couple of times. There's this project, aside from bringing the the spare parts to the International Space Station, there's this experiment to test zero gravity on muscle tissue by hauling worms into space. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, why not? And actually, you know, what's interesting about this is that project actually has its roots in the Columbia accident. So that's an experiment that began there. So there's
really
a legacy there. You know, it's interesting. I was talking to a guy yesterday, too, who brought over a vial of staph infection, or simulated staph infection.
I love your friends,
Miles. Have a vial of that around. And what's very interesting is the staph infection becomes much more virulent in space. So the absence of gravity does some weird things to all kinds of things that we would like to address here on Earth.
Now, virulent in the sense that it's more communicable to astronauts in the space station, or
well,
it somehow changes the bacteria itself?
It changes the bacteria itself, makes it kind of, you know, gives it a dose of steroids, if you will, for lack of a better term. And as a result, they can study it better. So, you know, staph infections kill thousands of people in hospitals. You want to get sick, go to a hospital. And who knows, maybe somewhere up there in space, they'll be able to come up with some solution for addressing a problem like that. This is the kinds of things that the absence of gravity can give you when you're talking about science and weightlessness.
So, Miles, did you happen to look at the packing list of the spare parts they're hauling up to the space station? A lot of new VCRs and Blu-ray machines and coffee machines and stuff like that?
Yeah, they got to stock in the movies up there. You know, it's a long day up there. The big thing are these big gyroscopes. You know, we've only got, after this launch now, there's only 5 more shuttle launches, and as you know. And they have these 600-pound gyroscopes that sit on the outside of the station to keep it from flying cattywomper, and they're bringing up 2 spares because once the shuttle goes away, there's no other way to get those things up there. So that's the biggie. And then there's, you know, a lot of other, you know, food and canisters filled with various gases that you need and all that kind of stuff.
Replacement
the
filters.
The resupply issue is a problem as the shuttle winds down.
So what time did you get up this morning, Miles?
I was up late. I was up at 1 a.m., went out to the beach here at Cocoa Beach, looked
and
in the east. And
what'd you see?
A bit of a dud.
What'd you see?
I saw 3 in 10 minutes, and then I got
3
tired.
Leonid meteors. The Leonid meteor shower has only been going on for about, 7-8 million years. It's the remains of some comet that passes through our atmosphere once a year about this time, right?
Yeah, Temple Tuttle. And this is the tail of that comet. You know, comets are dirty snowballs, as you know, and the tail is just a bunch of sand and dust and particles and ice. And as we pass through the orbit of Temple Tuttle once a year, depending on the year, we can get quite a show. I would say it was kind of a mid to low range.
This one's
show
mid
that
to low.
Night, but,
all right.
But it was kind of fun.
Miles O'Brien says, dud. Okay. Freelance science and aviation reporter and our friend here on The Takeaway. Miles, thanks so much.
Good night.